There is a major question regarding Bezal Hashem, the mitzvah of Simchat Chatan V'Kalah, if there is going to be in the wedding mixed dancing. There is a whole question, what is the prohibition of mixed dancing? As we know, that not everything that is done in the society at large, is it approved, even if it is certain times, let's say, they look at you as if you are the one who is initiating the controversy. It's like a famous story that there was a guy, a young man, that murdered both his father and mother. And when he went to the court, he had a lawyer, said, I want to defend myself. He told to the judge, Judge, you have to have compassion on me. I plead not guilty. And on top of it, you should have compassion. He said, what's the reason of your, the reason that I should have compassion on you? He said, because at the end of the day, I am an orphan. So therefore, because of the fact that I'm an orphan, you should have a compassion. So the man said, the question is, who is at fault? Certain times a person imagines, people to be, extremist and fanatic and etc. So the question is, what is the Torah outlook and what is the Torah view of Chomer Isur Rikudim Uravim? Once there is a concept of mixed dancing, what is this concept? So we know that the Torah demands Kedushim Tihyu. So there is a mitzvah of Kedusha, that a person is supposed to achieve Kedusha, through the Kedusha, a person gets closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many times in the different Pesukim in Tanakh, the explanation is given, Bachurim Vegam Betulot, Zekenim Im Ne'arim. That when it comes to Zekenim, elders, Im Ne'arim, with young boys, they are dancing. Bachurim Vegam Betulot. However, it's not Im Betulot, there is Bachurim, young men, also there is Betulot, there are young ladies. He says, however, there is going to be a separation between the two. Afilu in the Beit HaMikdash, that there is an individual that enters the Beit HaMikdash, automatically is either, let's say, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Korban or through Tefilot. So there is Ezrat Israel, there is Ezrat Nashim, there is a separate location. They made a balcony. That Afilu, when it comes to the situation of the Beit HaMikdash, a person that is not, when a person comes to a sechuk vekalot rosh margilin et adam lidea erva, that there are certain aspects that is going to bring a person closer to lose his focus and unfortunately get involved with the opposite gender. That's when there is going to be an attitude of happiness and rejoicing. So when it comes to such occasions, for sure there has to be a separation. Even if in the Beit HaMikdash, that a person is going there to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was separation. How much more so in an occasion of dancing and a simcha, rikudim, there has to be a separation. So therefore, there are many pesukim, sources from Tanakh, sources from Yirmiyah HaNavi, so that there has to be such an approach of separation. So therefore, even though that there is a mitzvah of Simchat Chatan V'Kalah, nevertheless, once there is going to be mixed dancing, there is no such mitzvah at all whatsoever under the sun. So therefore, Ein La'asod mitzvah al yedei avera. So, if there is, the question is, what is the Rais de Maran Achida, Harav Chida, Harav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, 200 years ago, Tochachat Megule Lemerakedim Im Nashim Afilu Penuyot. Even if a person is not yet married, for the Simcha of Chatan V'Kalah, whatever else is your true intention, it is absolutely prohibited. The Setaman Nidot Hen, and a person is not allowed, if there is Eshet Ish, Rachman al-Islam, major Avera, Afilu Ishto, even if in front of other men, person goes and dances with his own wife, is also not halachically allowed. And so Ben Ishchai writes as follows, that a person afilu beletzanut ubechol isur kal cannot be mesameh chatan v'kalah. And also, kol sheken shelo yerakedu ha'anashim v'nashim yachdav. So this is a major nekuda. So now, let me mention to you about more than 100 years ago, maybe about 150 years ago, when the Ben Ishchai writes in one of his sefarim, that all the elders of Baghdad got together, many of the rabbis and community leaders. He says, all together we were 40, and all of them signed a petition. And this is documented in written in one of the Menuchat HaNefesh, Sefer of the Harav Ben Ishchai. And he writes over there that all these 40 individuals, leaders and rabbis of the community, they signed a petition that anybody that is going to be, because of the severity of the Avera, anybody that is going to be in Baghdad or in the entire Iraq is going to get married, and there is going to be just mixed dancing. We are not talking, it's going to be glad kosher food, everything 100% according to halacha. There is only going to be mixed dancing in the wedding. He says that we all agreed, all the rabbis, none of us are going to perform the wedding in Iraq because of this situation. So imagine, nowadays, if you, as an Orthodox rabbi, you don't perform, they go get a reform rabbi, a conservative rabbi, Barmin Rahman. So therefore, it could get the situation worse. So, worse off. But let me say, there are many, many sources, as I mentioned, that halachically, there is no heter under the sun, and all the poskim, there is not even one Orthodox rabbi that would allow it. Im osim tzilum video, when Baruch Hashem, they're making a video, they are supposed to lezaher shelo letzalem et rikudei anashim, that the video, the cameraman should be told, just as at this moment we are supposed to have a mechitza and separation between men dancing and women dancing, so there is supposed to be also at the time that they make a video, the video of the woman dancing has to be separate. That therefore from the beginning, they should know, the Khatan and the Kala should know, just as it, at this moment, a person cannot stare at the woman dancing. So therefore, at the time that they provide the DVD, he says, "La'aruch et haseret ha-video le'hafrid et ha-tzilumim shel anashim beseret nifrat." That at the time that they make the DVD ready, they should have all the dancings of the ladies in a separate video, because then that's only allowed for the ladies to watch, and it should not be mixed in the same video. They're how going to be able to protect all those individuals who are going to watch the video afterwards if they are going to be men. They're going to say, okay, cut. There's no cut. So at the from the beginning, there should be, that's what the Harav Yitzchak Yosef is writing, they should provide a separate video.